It's September 1st, 2020, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. Now here's John Lothian.
This is John Lothian with hits and takes from the John Lothian newsletter. The FIA has published an important opinion piece on climate change and the market's role in helping fight it. The CFTC reinstated Terra Exchange LLC as a swap execution facility. The FTSE Mondo Visioni Exchanges Index burst through the 70,000 point mark today on Monday, the 31st of August, ending the day at a closing all-time high of 70,221.41. American Airlines and Delta Airlines matched United Airlines' move to eliminate change fees for flights. Good news, but I'm not sure when I will fly again, or change flights for that matter. A happy belated birthday to Walter Thomas Tom Price III, who turned 80 on August 30th. Tom is the founder of the Price Group and my former employer. He is a mentor from whom I learned much. He allowed me to use those lessons and incubate John J. Lothian and Company in the offices of the Price Group and help turn it into what it is today. He is one of the kindest persons I have ever known. Happy birthday, Tom. The barbershop in the building adjacent to the SIBO, J.R. Lala, has closed for good. I used this barber shop since the 1980s when it was in the broker's building. This is from Sarah Rudolph, editor-in-chief of John Lothian News. The Security Traders Association, the STA, is holding its 2020 Market Structure Conference virtually from October 7th to 8th with a focus on listed options. It will kick off with a fireside chat between CBOE Global Markets Chairman, President, and CEO Ed Tilley and CBOE Executive Vice President, Head of Markets Brian Harkins. The registration fee is $295 per person, but employees of government agencies and sponsoring firms attend for no cost. Firms interested in sponsoring must be confirmed by Tuesday, September 8th.
And now, first read. Episode 5 of the JLN podcast, The Botanicals, came out, and you can listen to it at johnlothiannews.com. This episode is entitled Chicago Normal, Social Equity Licenses Just the Start. Stephen Simpson, Executive Secretary of the Cannabis Advocacy Group, Chicago Normal, spoke with John Lothian News about the group's social equity agenda and why the imminent awarding of 75 new dispensary licenses is just one item on a long checklist.
As mentioned before, the FIA today published a new policy paper in consultation with its members across the clear derivatives industry on climate-related risks for financial markets and the global economy. The paper, How Derivative Markets Are Helping the World Fight Climate Change, focuses on how the industry is already addressing this issue and highlights potential partnerships with the public sector to help build a more sustainable economy in the long run. FTSE Russell has a story that U.S. equity markets have made a steady climb in recent months. Notable gains in the U.S. large cap Russell 1000 index and the U.S. small cap Russell 2000 index in July and August. Isabella Kaminsky from the Financial Times has a story about Dungeons and Dragons and the group QAnon. A strange subset of geek culture is threatening to destabilize society by taking over the internet and blurring the line between reality and fantasy. A type of online information warfare. Its objective is to sow discord and distrust, yet it is masquerading as a live-action role-playing game, or LARP, and much of the population doesn't even know it is happening. This is a headline from Zara Sang's story from The Atlantic, America is Running Low on Monkeys. In the past several months, more than 100 COVID-19 vaccines, therapies, and drugs have been pushed into development. But for any of these treatments to make it to humans, they usually have to face another animal first, a monkey. And here, scientists in the United States are facing a bottleneck. There just are not enough monkeys to go around. My comment was, you used to be able to buy monkeys by the barrel. What happened? Here are the top three stories from yesterday's John Lothian newsletter. Our top story Monday was my story, One Chicago to Close on September 18th for trading. Long live One Chicago. Second was Don Wilson changes course on Gold Coast Landmark from Crane Chicago Business. That story has appeared a couple times in the most read stories. Third was John Lothian, that would be me, my other commentary, One Chicago and Single Stock Futures, helped make the John Lothian newsletter. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. That's all for today. Have a great day.